Jen Sabella joins us now from Block Club Chicago. We call this Extremely Local News. And Jen, let's talk about what's happening there at Milwaukee and Devon with Superdog. Something is missing, right?
Indeed, it is. Good morning, Bob. The Flory and Maury, who are the iconic hot dogs that sit above Superdog, and they've been there for 76 years, they were removed yesterday, and some folks on Twitter were not happy. They were saying, what's happening? So, of course, we had to get on the case. It turns out they are just going to get a little bit of a touch-up. The owners of Superdog said they're going on a spa vacation, but they're getting their paint touched up since they are up there 365 days a year for 76 years. They need occasional paint touch-ups. So they will be back, not to worry, and they are named after the parents of the owners of Superdog, Maury and Flory, who are high school sweethearts. Very sweet story. And you can learn more about their history at blocklovechicago.org.
Yeah, I knew them both. And they first opened in May of 1948. And those hot dog figures have been taken down a few times for cleaning and repairs over the years, haven't they?
They have. There's some backstory about their eyes being red. His eyes are red. Her eyes are blue. They just need, if you go look at our website, you could see the little bit of worn down red paint on Flory there. So, yeah, they need a little bit of TLC, and then they'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Alice and Wonder opening on the State Street. And what's this boutique all about?
I love this story. This is a Chicago woman who quit her public relations job about 10 years ago and opened a small boutique in Lincoln Park. It ended up being so popular that she opened several other locations throughout the city, and her dream was always to open a store downtown, and now it's happening. She's opening a store on State Street, 611 North State Street. It is going to have a lot of clothing, a lot of local Chicago branded merchandise that's like kind of cute and different from what you'd see at the gift shops on Michigan Avenue. And it's just really cool that it's a locally owned place that's going to be among all of the big brands there on State Street. She just has great success. We hear a lot about these small businesses struggling to make it, but Alice in Wonder is really doing great, and now they're hoping to attract more like tourists and people downtown. It should be open in a few weeks.
Good to know. That's 611 North State Street. Let's talk about Mexican Independence Day, and this has become problematic in recent years, and the police are kind of looking for ways to make this a little safer, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, so for years, the city, they had a Mexican Independence Day fest downtown, and then more than a decade ago, they stopped doing that. So what started to happen were these car caravans would just kind of take over downtown, and people would wave their flags and just drive down the streets, and it would cause a lot of congestion, and it really irritated neighbors. So some of the people who were celebrating said the city should host a festival so people will be out of their cars, like in the park, instead of driving around downtown. So that's exactly what's happening. It's called El Grito, and it's a two-day festival celebrating Mexican Independence Day, September 14th and 15th in Grant Park. The goal here is to have a centered like festival so there aren't so many widespread festivals all over the neighborhood and there isn't so much traffic. Some neighbors are still skeptical and they think this will exacerbate the problem, but the city thinks that by having this, you know, very coordinated festival partnering with local bars downtown for after parties, it should be a little more chill this year than it has been in previous years in terms of the caravan traffic.
And that is September 14 and 15 in Grant Park, expected to draw 12,000 people per day. Ravinia Brewing is changing its name, and this is the result of a lawsuit, isn't it?
It is. So this is a long, drawn-out lawsuit, 10 months. Ravinia Brewing almost closed due to all the legal fees that were involved here. But the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park sued the brewery because they had been under an understanding that Ravinia Brewing, which started out in Highland Park, was just going to stay local, wasn't going to confuse anyone with the festival itself. So when the brewery opened a tap room in Logan Square and started expanding its distribution, the festival got a little irritated and they said, you know, this is confusing people. People don't understand that you're not connected to Ravinia Festival. The brewery disagreed. They went back and forth for a while, but they finally decided to settle. And Ravinia Brewing will be changing its name after settling with the Highland Park concert venue. They've not released a new name yet, so stay tuned there. But it sounds like the whole thing is finally amicable, and they're on good terms, mm-hmm. and they're not going to have to spend any more money on lawyers. So, yeah.
happy ending for Ravinia Brewing Company. They opened in 2021, the tap room at 2601 West Diversey. Let's mention your block club party. It's coming up Saturday, right, Jen?
Yes. We're so excited. 12 to 8, totally free, tons of kids' activities, live local music. Some Chicago celebrities will be there, like Sherman Dilla Thomas, the urban historian, and Gator Rob, who caught Chance the Snapper way back in 2019. We'll have all kinds of really fun activities for kids. There's two bounce houses. There's arts and crafts, and there's games with WGN's own John Hansen. Mm-hmm. lots of fun stuff happening. You should come out. It's right off the 606 at the McCormick YMCA. In
right.
Logan Square.
1834 North Lawndale. And what's the ticket deal on this, Jen?
It is completely free. You can buy tickets for beer, and there will be food trucks, so you could buy those. There are some VIP tickets. If you want to go to our website, you'll get some special food, and you'll get a special access to an area. But otherwise, it's all free. Just a great way to spend the day with the family. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday as well.
Great. That's Saturday, noon to 8, right off of 606, 1834 North Lawndale. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.